Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day, wherever you are on the planet. I want to apologize for being a tad little bit late, you know, frapping about. How's my lighting? How am I coming across? Welcome, people. You are tuned in to the one and only Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israella Josie, a show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. There you go on your screens. Go get your Magic Mind. The description's always in the links below. It's always in the box below, letting you know, go get your Magic Mind, man. There's also a 20% discount courtesy of listening to the Lunar Lounge. Yeah, thank you very much. A bit of advertising time there. If you're joining us for the first time, this is a podcast show which just aims to enlighten, inform, educate about the cosmos and our relationship with the cosmos as human beings and how the planetary alignments are affecting us here on planet Earth. That's what it's all about. So, yeah, keep your questions coming. Later on in the show, or more towards the end of the show, we've got Tarot Card of the Week. So we're going to be saying, let's see what card is coming up for us this week. Hey, what did we get last week? Was it the Hermit or something like that? Something along that line. Tarot Card of the Week coming up. Competition time. Looks like well, I'll be announcing it later. Do we have a winner? I think we do. Quite a few winners. But there can only be one who gets the £30, right? Okay. So we'll be moving with that later on. I also want to thank each and every single one of you who attended, participated with my special guest, first special guest I had on the Lunar Lounge show, Mr. Lloyd Strayhorn, who's coming over to London, UK this weekend. Go get your tickets, man. I'm going to put the link in the chat box. I'm live on Facebook. I'm live on Instagram. And I'm live on YouTube. Took me kind of blanked out there at the moment. Like, where am I live? So I'm live on all those three channels. Unfortunately, though, it's quite interesting because I don't know why it doesn't work like that. Maybe the connection or whatever, but I don't seem to get messages when people message, is people who are looking from the YouTube, right? But really, people should be able to message while I'm talking live right now on Facebook, and I should be able to, you know, get it. I should be able to see the comment, but I can't. So it's almost like I've got to be at two places. Well, what I'm going to start doing now is I'm going to start being in two places at the same time, right? So I'm going to be on Facebook also as well. I'm going to have a separate screen for Facebook to see if there are any comments coming through the Facebook. But it tends to be mainly the YouTube where people can comment and I can see it literally right on this particular screen. But I don't have that advantage with the Facebook for whatever reason. So it's sometimes after I finish the show and I've gone to my Facebook page, I see people have commented and they say, no, oh my God, well, I didn't see it live, man. I'm sorry, man. So apologies. So if you're watching on Facebook, that's cool. That's fine. Because I am going to be having a second screen, which I'm faffing with about now. What's this? You have 0 days to turn off your advanced protection. Really? Okay, turn it on now then. And here we go. Oh God, here we go. Really? No, we're going to cancel that one. Oh God. What's going on? No, you can't be asking me this. No, man, I can't be putting in, look at that. You see? You got to be joking me. Let's see. Apologies for this. See what Facebook have to put me through? You know, it's just simple. I just want to log into my account, please. That kind of thing. Send me passcodes and all that kind of palaver. Look, and still don't log me in anyway. Okay, so now you're sending me a code. Really? Don't want your code. And ain't no code here anyway. God, you got to be joking me. I ain't see no code, man. Okay, here's the code. They've sent me a code. Sorry about this. I have to be dealing with code stuff over the... okay, all right. That's my code. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, cool stuff. Oh, God, it's such a pain, this. Why do I have to be doing this now? Anyway, shout outs to everybody. And the code. So how many codes are you going to be sending me? Really? Joke thing. Anyhow, welcome to the Lunar Land Show. This is what we do. We frap about. Trying to log into my Facebook account. Shout out to Geraldine. How you doing? Mireille, how you doing? Myriad. Why did I say Mireille? Myriad. My Cave Talks. I like that. Shout outs to Dominica. I know Dominica. I feel guilty every time I say that name because I know I'm meant to respond back to an email of yours. Olenab in the building. Pretty. How you doing, Pretty? Hope you are well. Shout out to you. Alchemy and Astrology. I like that. Paula Alam, Alchemy and Astrology. Shall I call you Paula? Shall I call you Alchemy and Astrology? I like Alchemy and Astrology. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. We'll go into some astrology. Shout outs to Mary. Shout out to Angela, Faye. See it right there is in the building. Yvette's in the building. Coco Brown is in the building. Tiffany from Memphis, Tennessee is in the building. LaDonna's in the building. Oh, too many names to mention, right? Okay, what's going on here? Yeah, you said you were going to send me some code. I didn't see no code. What code? What code are you sending me? You're not sending me no code. What's happening here? Oh, God, I tell you, you can't win with this. Oh, here we go. Here we go. God, what is a copy code? All right, so I've got to copy the code. This is a madness. This is a madness. Right, okay. I'm getting a bit bewildered here. Yeah, okay, done. So can you let me into my account now, please? Yeah. Oh, God. What's been happening? What's been happening in the world? Did you lot see the meeting the other day with Mr. Donald Trump and Mr. Zelensky? He finally wore a suit. What is the weather like where you are? I'm in gray. Not cold, but a bit chilly. Bit on the chilly side for summer, that is. Grey skies in London, of course. Nothing surprising there. Of course not. What is the weather like where you are? Is it nice? Is it hot? Is it warm? Keep me updated. Of course. What else has been in the news? Anything? Like I say, I haven't been watching the news. But I did see the... I told you, the Mercury-Mars. Thing here, the talks reaching to some kind of deal. Well, Trump met up with Putin, didn't he? What was that, last week or something? So we had, meeting with Putin. And then wasn't there some kind of summit or something like that? Because I could have swore I saw Macron and, Keir Starmer and some other world leaders, something of that nature. Faye's telling me it's very cold. I have winter clothes on. Yeah, hence why I put this one on. You know what I mean? This is not the kind of stuff that, had to go in the wardrobe to get this one out, looking like nice and fresh. Jay-Z style. Brush the dirt off my shoulders. But this ain't the kind of stuff I expect to be wearing in August, in the month of Leo. See it right there, said it. Headed for 87 Fahrenheit today. Hot all week. Well, you're obviously somewhere close to the equator. 87 Fahrenheit. What is that? Looks like you're in America. Americans use Fahrenheit, don't they? UK use degrees. Something like that. I don't know. Tiffany's saying, we need the cold weather here. Because it's been 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Another Fahrenheit. Americans are in the building. Once you start hearing Fahrenheit, you know it's Americans that use that. But I don't know. I think according to my mathematics, that should be somewhere around the 40 degrees. Something like that. Montana. You're in Montana. Well. What do you expect? Yeah, it is kind of warm over there, isn't it? It is what it is. Shout out to people. Miss Scuzzy in the building, long time. Shout out to Anna. How you doing? Call me what you wish, says Alchemy and Astrology. I like that one. I was going to make a slide comment on that one. Be careful of those kind of comments. Call me what you wish. Kind of like a certain kind of request. You know what I'm talking about. Let's not go down there. But I'll call you. Can I call you Paula? Alchemy and Astrology. I like Alchemy and Astrology. Grey sky up here in Durham. Oh, you're in Durham. Okay. Durham. Oh, okay. We got people in the building. We like it. Montana typically is cooler. I thought I'd take 87 versus 100 with a bit of humidity. LOL. Okay, then. No, cool stuff. I'm still trying to log in, could you believe, to my Facebook. Look at that. Open me up. Look at that. Look, ridiculous. If I close it now, it's going to say, oh, well, somebody was trying to log into your account. Yeah, me. Okay, but I should be live on the Instagram, so... But you can, and again, even on Instagram, well, Instagram, I'm using a different screen for Instagram. But so if you do make your comments, I will see anybody who's making comments there. But yeah, shout out to everybody who has joined. Amy in the building, call me anything but late for dinner. Call me anything but late for dinner. That's what my grandpa would say. Ah, okay, got you. I like that. Call me anything but late for dinner. That's what my grandpa would say. Yeah. Your grandpa's on the button. I also got your email as well, Amy. It's all kind of running back now. You see, I start remembering all these people have emailed me. I need an assistant. I need an assistant, a secretary, a PA, an agent, a manager. I need it all. it is what it is. Anything else important been happening in the news that we can tie up astrologically in terms of what's been happening? I'm going to bring up the chart for the moment. Let's look at where let's wait until we bring up that chart. But I'll be bringing up the chart, so we'll be looking at the astrology and seeing what's happening right there. Yeah, great to know you're good, Geraldine. I take it you listen to me at work, do you not? Yeah? Say hello to the colleagues. Are they listening as well, or you got the earplugs in? Which one? Because this could be kind of show that if you share that with your colleagues, they might think you're weird. You know, we kind of cover those kind of topics, don't we, where people think, yeah, weirdo. But that's okay. I'll take a weirdo. I'll be a weirdo any day. Oh, no, listen, man. This is, come on, man. This is like it's a joke now. Come on. Yeah, but you've done that. But you've, yeah, exactly. So why aren't you? Okay. I'll do it later. Thank you very much. Because you're taking two. Goddamn long. Okay, so I'm just here. I was just trying to see here for those people. Oh, God. You gotta be joking me. I'll do it later, man. I was just wanted to see for people who want to leave comments while I'm on the Facebook. I can see myself. Look at that. Oh, look, see, Clive in the building. Thank God I went onto the Facebook. Good afternoon, Clive. Great to have you. Clive is letting me know. Oh, see, he's done the mathematics for me. I love this guy. This guy is an absolutely amazing astrologer, first and foremost. Shout out to Clive Cavan. And he's great with maths. Pisces as well, could you believe? He's letting me know 87 Fahrenheit equals 30.5 centigrade. Is that 35? Is that what we would say, 35 degrees, would it? Or 40 C? She's saying 104. So 40 centigrade. Okay. Thanks a lot for that, Clive. Very much appreciated. Gonna have to say thank you so much. Thank you so much, Clive. Thanks a lot for joining. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. So I can now see the comments on Facebook. Yeah, got it. A bit of faffing about, of course, but I've got there in the end. Yeah. Keep your questions coming. What else has been happening? Anything interesting? Afternoon, Lexi. Welcome to the building. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. We'll get the show on the moment. I'm just fraffing about at the moment. Hey, Sue, how you doing? Yasmin, how you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Anywho, let's go to the chart of the moment and let's see what's happening right now. Thank you very much, Clive. Thank you. I see you responded, so that means you are listening to the show. I like it. Okay, let me click about again and faffle about and share my screen. Let's go to the chart of the moment. Voila! What do we have? Moon in Cancer, baby. We got the moon in Cancer. Well, you cannot fault that, can you? Look at that moon. What are we going to talk about today? Remember the last time the moon was in Cancer? What were we talking about? Food. Foodie, all home stuff. I do like this moon at present. I mean, she'll be gone in about, 14 hours. She'll be moving into Libra. But I do like the moon as it is right now, as she is in the chart right now, because she's actually sandwiched between two benefic planets. We've got the moon there between Venus and Jupiter. I mean, you can't get a better moon, can you? She's in a sign of dignity, right? She's in a domicile, in her own rulership, so that's very good. But she's next to an exalted Jupiter, or she's gone past him, but nevertheless, it's still a conjunction. And she's, you know, now conjunct Venus. So it's pleasantness, happiness. Great stuff. Let's bring in the good news. Why not? This is really nice. What are you guys doing today? How are you feeling? Moon in Cancer. A little bit wet. But quite homely. We could be maybe tapping into a sense of belonging, family. Maybe nurturing qualities may come out a little bit stronger. Generally, that is. Of course, it's going to affect different people in different ways. But that is a nice, I do like that moon. I like that position of the moon. I mean, could you imagine somebody born with that right now? A child born with that? Wow. You know, you wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind this chart right now as a birth chart. I wouldn't say no. The malefics are tucked away into the 6th and the 12th. Not too bad. Scorpio rising puts Mars in the 12th house. All right. But that's a very strong sun there on the midheaven. We like it. But that's for now. What are we going to witness over the next few days? That's going to be the question. Are there any strong aspects right about now? Not much. Well, apart from the moon, but that's going to be over at some point today. Mercury's not doing much. There is a sextile with Mars. Well, I spoke about that last week, right? Because, you know, two major world leaders, Mr. Donald Trump and Mr. Putin, had a meeting. Did you see Donald Trump afterwards? It went really good. And Putin was like, yeah, next time we do the meeting in Russia. And Donald Trump was like, yeah, I got to think about that. What the heck? Oh, God. It must be hilarious. But anyway, they did have a meeting. I feel they're coming to some kind of deal. I think they're coming to some kind of deal. I really do. I'm not just trying to say it to get people's hopes up. I think they're coming to some kind of deal. Now, regardless of what the deal is going to be, there's always going to be people for and against. Welcome to planet Earth, people. People have different opinions. People see things in different ways. However, it may bring us closer to a little bit more world peace. There's always going to be conflicts also as well. Geraldine, what a shock. She tells me she's retired. No way. Really? Oh, God. So you are just living a nice, retired, casual life? Do we say casual? I mean, we say retired, don't we? Do we ever retire? We retire maybe from quote-unquote work, but we don't really retire, though, do we? There's always something else to do. We just move on to another phase, I guess, something along that line. Okay, Asu, birthday tomorrow. It's your birthday tomorrow. What? Hopefully I hear something positive. Oh, most definitely. How can you not? What's this moon? Okay, moon's at 23 at the moment. 7, 14, 7. Okay, 14 hours. 14 hours time would still be today. Oh, God. You would have had a Venus conjunction on your solar return. It might still be there in your solar return. But, yeah, okay, nevertheless. Happy birthday in advance. Gerard is saying only from the NHS. Yeah, I bet. What is going to happen to that NHS? They're going to end up privatizing it, aren't they? Yeah. Everything comes to an end. Everything has a cycle, you know. Isn't it privatized already? Something along that line. Yes. Amy's saying yesterday was a scorcher, 97 degrees. Got a picture of the conjunction yesterday morning. Yes. You can see the conjunction early in the morning because the helical rising of the benefics, Venus and Jupiter, they're rising before the sun, so you can catch it in the morning. So people, wake up. This morning's one was nice because the moon was there. So yeah, wonderful moon, brilliant moon. Amy said, nailed that impression of Putin. I don't know. I don't do good Russian voices, but you know, I'm from Russia. My name is Putin. Next time you do visit in Russia. So yeah, it is what it is. But yeah, happy birthday in advance, Asu. So yeah, we'll all sing you a happy birthday. Yeah, why not? Okay, let's get back to this chart. What is happening here over the course of the next days? Not a lot of, you know, the opposition of Mars and Saturn is easing up. But you know, Mars is in Libra, but okay, cool stuff. What is about to happen is, well, in the next few days, the sun's going to be moving into Virgo, isn't it? What else have we got? We haven't got much going on. There's not much going on. So the sun moves into Virgo on the 22nd. Are you going to be on the 22nd? Let's get this right. Yeah? So sun moves into Virgo on the 22nd. On the evening of the 22nd. Round about nearly 10 o'clock. 9:30, 10 o'clock. Sun's going to move into Virgo. Okay? So we begin the Virgo season. So I'm sure you Virgos cannot wait to have your month, as every month. The predecessors of every month are always waiting for their month to come. So it's the end of the Leo season, right? We got when you get the Virgo season, it's you know, it's Virgo, it's the perfectionist, it's the separating the wheat from the chaff period, right? So it's a time to go and get your get ready, start tidying up, cleaning up. Holiday time's over. Back to school. You know, it's Mercury ruled, of course. You know, get back to your hustle and bustle. That is what that Virgo season is telling us. It's the harvest period. Right? So we separate the wheat from the chaff. What else is going to be happening? So the sun moves into Virgo on the 22nd. And what else are we going to be having? Well, we're going to be having a new moon, aren't we? On the 23rd. On the 23rd of August, we're going to be having a new moon. That's when you look up in the heavens and you see no moon. There will be no moon in the sky that night. It is taken away from us because she's in the heart of where the sun is. And the sun blocks her out. So we're going to be having a new moon in Virgo on the 23rd. This is the next lunar phase, if we want to say. So right about now, we're in the balsamic phase. It's the closing. So people, over the course of the next two days, this is a great time. The balsamic, the waning balsamic moon is a great time for emptying out. It's a great time for releasing. It's a great time for letting go, right? It's a great time for relinquish. Is relinquish a word that I could use for that? Maybe. But it's you know, you want to, you know, goodbye, let go. These are the times to perhaps maybe do the rituals that, you know, you want to get you want to get rid of that, you know, that ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that's been bothering you, you know. A good time to, like, goodbye. Get rid of things that you no longer need. Good to declutter, empty out the house a little bit. Not like a spring clean, but it can be kind of like a spring clean. It's like, but a spring clean more on a psychological, which can manifest on a physical level, but more kind of a spring clean of a release of the psychological, emotional, physical also as well. You know, want to drop a bit of weight. You know, you want to do that during this particular phase. It can be really good for that. Yeah, it can really be good for that. So, we're in that balsamic phase over the course of the next couple of days. And then we are going to have a new moon, which represents a new lunar month, right? This is a time to, you know, integrate or initiate new things into our life. This is what the new moon cycle is about. Because from there on, the moon starts to wax. It starts to grow. So if you have any intentions, affirmations, wishes on things that you are beginning, you want to begin that during while the moon is in the waxing phase. However, on the 23rd is going to be the day of the new moon. Don't do it on the new moon. Why? Because the moon is going to be combust. She will be too close to the sun, right? So you perhaps maybe want to do it from the 24th. I'd say the 24th. Give it 24 hours, right? 24 hours. From the beginning of the 24th, voila. That's where you really start planting the seeds and start putting it, putting it into form, yeah? And then, you know, the energy of that waxing moon can take your intentions, can take your whatever it is that you've initiated or integrated into your life. With Virgo, it's an integration, isn't it? It's a Mercury ruled sign. But nevertheless, it will take that and empower that. And then we should start seeing something with the next full moon. So I'll talk about that, which is going to be in September. I really cannot believe that we're approaching September already. You've got to be kidding me. Where did the year go? It seemed just like the other day we were saying Happy New Year. Seemed like just the other day it was February or March. We're coming to September. The year is over. We can start looking towards 2026 already. But don't count your chickens just yet. However, new moon in Virgo. Now, this new moon is quite an interesting one because it's going to be at 0 degrees of Virgo and it's going to be square the planet Uranus. I think we're in for a surprise during the course of the next 28 days, right? Because this new moon is kicking off with a bang. We've got Uranus here, the planet which is about unpredictability. It goes against the grain. It's unconventional. It's erratic energy. It's unstable energy. It's full of surprises, windfalls, and that kind of thing. It's the, you know, he's the great awakener, the rebel. So we're perhaps going to experience something, not necessarily bad, but maybe like, oh my God, we weren't expecting that. Yeah. What's the saying? Be prepared for the unexpected. I don't know how you can be prepared for something that's unexpected. That's the paradox about that saying. Be prepared for the unexpected. You're unexpected, so how can you prepare for it? You can't prepare for something that's unexpected, can you? You can try to adapt, could try to make changes. And I feel this is what this new moon essentially is about. This new moon, which is picking up the rays of Uranus, is telling us that anything which we are integrating or starting new or initiating, we need to do it differently. It needs to be done from a different perspective. It maybe need to be done from an out-of-box perspective. That is what this new moon in Virgo, which is picking up the rays of Uranus, essentially is about. So we have a new moon on the 23rd. What else is going to be happening planetary wise from here on in or here on there? Let's look at anything. Mercury's not doing nothing. It's practically unaspected in a sense. I mean, he's separating from that sextile from Mars, but not really doing much. Okay, let's have a look. Let's see what's happening here. Anything? So 23rd, we have the new moon. So I just spoke about that. 24th, anything? No. We're not getting anything on the 24th. On the 25th, anything? Nope. What we do get on the 25th, okay, the moon is going to move into Libra on the 25th, and she's going to oppose Saturn, right? So we're going to have a moon opposing Saturn. So the 25th energy may be a little bit slow. Watch out for the 25th, people. A good time to organize, a good time to get structured with the moon opposing Saturn, but it can feel a little bit heavy. Yeah, can feel a little bit heavy. See it right there. Letting me know. My moon is in Jupiter. My moon is in Jupiter or on Jupiter? My moon is on Jupiter. Exactly. Conjunct my ascendant. Virgo rising. My moon. My moon, meaning the one in your natal chart. My moon is on Jupiter exactly. Conjunct my ascendant in Virgo. Got ya. So you've got a moon-Jupiter conjunction on your ascendant. Bingo. Sounds good. Moon-Jupiter is quite good. Okay, Virgo might be a bit... it's all right for the moon. She's triplicity ruler. But for Jupiter, yeah, it doesn't like that Virgo too much, does he? A little bit picky. Are you fussy? See it right there? Let us know. Virgo rising. We love a Virgo rising. LaDonna's saying, "Wah, Guan for Notting Hill Carnival." Yes, Notting Hill Carnival. Is that, it is this week, isn't it? This weekend is Notting Hill Carnival. I believe so. Speaking about this week, do remember, guys, if you haven't bought your tickets, I'm going to put the link on the screen as soon as I've finished for attending the workshop with Lloyd Strayhorn. I want to thank each and every single one of you that supported me on Thursday. Great guy, numerologist, his first time in London. He's an astronumerologist, been doing it for 45 years. Most of you listening to this show are not even 45 years old. So yes, the carnival is this weekend, right? Okay, carnival is going to be having the moon opposing Saturn. That's going to be heavy. It's going to be a bit of a sad doom and gloom. Well, I'm not going to carnival this year. I haven't been for quite many years, actually. Quite had enough. it's nice. It is fun. Can be a bit overwhelming. Too many people. But that's what you want. You want people. That's what makes it a carnival, right? It is cool. It's nice. But it's all thing. And you can only go one way. And you can only go left. And it's like, oh. Lots changed from my days from when I used to go carnival, but it's cool. If you're going down there, just stay safe, have a good time, enjoy yourself, eat food, drink, be merry, you know. But there is a moon opposite Saturn. I don't know. The children's carnival is on Sunday, isn't it? And then the adult one, the bank holiday. We've got a bank holiday over here in the UK, people. If you want to know what's going on in America, yeah, what's happening over in the US, in the UK, yes, we've got a bank holiday. British people, we always have a bank holiday. We have a bank. We got two in May. We have two bank holidays in May. Could you believe? Got one in August. We have other bank holidays, don't we? Well, we've got the festive ones as well, don't we? The Easter Sundays and the Easter Mondays and the Christmas also as well. Oh, we like a holiday. But we're hardworking people, we are. Tell you that, yeah? As Brits, we're hardworking people. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, I tell you. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's what I was meant to say. Welcome to the show, The Beautiful Influence. How are you doing? SP, welcome to the show. Hannah Marshall, she's joined. Lily, how you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. So, yeah. See it right there, letting me know. Yeah, a little fussy, yes. A little. So they say, a little. A little meaning Virgo. Carnival ain't the same no more. Yeah, Coco Brown, it's changed. And people have spoiled it, ain't it? You get these people, these youngsters, all these gang wars, turf wars going down there, fighting each other, stabbing each other up. I mean, please, like, really? Really? Oh, God, I tell you. Florence, I loved going in the old days, but not now. Yeah, I'm the same. Carnival's changed. But if you're going, take care. But we've got a moon opposite Saturn. I mean, I don't want to be a killjoy, but I mean, you really going to go to an event where moon's opposing Saturn? I mean, she'll move on throughout the day. It will probably a bit thing earlier on in the day, but then later on in the day, it might get better. It will pick up. I suspect also it will affect the weather as well. Carnival used to be the highlight of my year. Not anymore. It's so Saturn controlled now. Yeah, tell me about it. Amy's saying, have to bounce out, catch up later, watch the episode later. Okay, gotta go. Enjoy the morning. Okay, oh, they're conversating between each other there. So yeah, so that's what the chart is going. Ladonna says, I'm gonna enjoy it whilst it's still going on. Yeah, of course. Enjoy that. But yeah, we do have a moon opposite Saturn. So it may be a little bit heavy. Maybe a little bit heavy a little bit on that day. Venus is going to be moving into the sign of Leo on the 25th. Now that could be good. I mean, she doesn't move until later on that day on the 25th. But that could be quite good. Venus is moving into Leo. However, as Venus moves into Leo, as she moves into the sign of Leo, she's going to form a trine. There we go. She's going to form a trine to Saturn in Aries and to Neptune in Aries. I mean, that can be quite good. It's a trine. It's helpful. I'll take that one. Structured values. It's good. A Saturn trine Venus can be very, very helpful. That's good. So she's going to trine Saturn. She's going to trine Neptune, but she will oppose Pluto. So we're going to have a Venus-Pluto opposition. A little bit intense, people. Watch out for a little bit of intensity around that. So this is all going to be on the 25th. So for those of you going to the carnival, may get a little bit intense. We've got a moon opposite Saturn and Neptune, right? We've got a Venus opposite Pluto and a Venus trine Saturn and Neptune as well. Yeah. What is going on? Also as well, Venus is also going to sextile Uranus. So a lot of Venusian energy here. Venus making quite an impact to quite a few planets here. Opposing Pluto, sextiling Uranus, trine Saturn and Neptune. Interesting. But quite Venusian. So this is all to do with our values, all to do with our pleasure life. And speaking about Carnival, that's what Carnival's about, right? You're going there to have fun. going to dance, going to meet people, and you know, for those you who are maybe single, potential to meet you know, a lover, a partner, husband, wife, you know, but also going to dance, Venus, right? You're also going to participate in the dance. So so that's cool stuff. What else? Jupiter's not really making no aspect. However, we do start to see from about that 25th of August, we start to see a square between Mars and Jupiter. Mars starts to start his square to Jupiter. Lots of energy. Lots of energy. We got the planet Mars, not necessarily in the best of signs, but we got this planet which is all about energy, power, strength. And he's going to make a square to Jupiter, the planet of expansion. So we're going to have lots of energy here. We may hear about, you know, a buildup of some sort, starting from that 25th of August. Okay. Let's go back to, let's go back to the day and let's start looking. 26th of August, what starts to happen? We've still got the trine with Venus to Saturn, although it's separating, but then she starts to trine Neptune. A Venus-Neptune is quite nice. This is going to be on the Tuesday, however, so Carnival is going to be over. Nevertheless, Venus-Neptune is always a very nice aspect. It's very, what's the word? Romantic. Love is in the air. Like I said, we're getting quite a lot of Venusian energy around this time. 24th, 25th, 26th. A lot of Venus energy. Venus seems to be one of the only planets that's making contact with all the other planets. She seems to be the only one who's communicating. So it's all about love, isn't it? It's all about pleasure. It's all about social life, interacting, enjoyment, negotiations. These are the kind of things that we can see. She's the only planet. Although Mars is bringing his square to Jupiter. But she's one of the only planets that's doing anything. She's opposing Pluto. She's trining Saturn and Neptune. And she's sextile Uranus. Whoopee. I think the sextile to Uranus can put a bit of bounce in Venus step. Yeah, I like that. Good for new relationships. You know, spark a new relationship. Something dynamic. Yeah, we'll take that. I'll take it. What else have we got? So this is the 26th. 27th. Anything? Well, Venus starts to separate from the opposition to Pluto. Again, we're getting this intensity, this transformation of our values and having to really look at our values and transform them. And this could also play out in relationship life and love life and sex life. And, you know, we're getting a lot of changes happening here, but it's all Venusian. It's all in the realm of play and pleasure. Let's put it like that way. Play and pleasure. Venus in Leo. Yeah, that's definitely play and pleasure. So let's watch out for that. What else have we got? Nobody else seems to be doing nothing. Again, Mercury being a bit of a loner there in Leo. Not making no aspect to anybody. All right. But we're getting the build up. Mars is building up to the square to Jupiter. 28th. Well, that will be next week, Thursday. Anything on the 28th? Nothing really. Venus has separated from her opposition, although she's still within the orb, but she's separated from the opposition to Pluto, separated from the trine to Saturn and Neptune, and separating from that sextile from Uranus. So she's still kind of playing around. She's still in the air, but it's waning. It's a waning energy. What is building from the 27th, 28th is this Mars closing the gap with Jupiter. What else is happening here? Dun, dun, dun. 29th of August. That's a Friday. I'm going to be at the AA conference in Nottingham. Yes, I'm giving the Carter Memorial Lecture. If you don't know what that is, well, I feel a bit nervous. I'm going to have the honor to give the Carter Memorial. Every year, the AA, by the way, AA stands for Astrological Association, not Alcoholic Anonymous. So the Astrological Association Conference of the Year, they have one every year, and they have what's known as the Carter Memorial, which is, you have to present a lecture. You know, it's a big lecture. It's a memorial in honor of Carter. So, of Charles Carter. So, I was a great astrologer back in the, how many years ago now? What, 60, 50, 60 years ago? That's when he was. I'm giving this, first time. Big one. All eyes on me. Still working my PowerPoint. Gonna get my PowerPoint sent off. Should be good. So that will be on the 29th. Anything happening on the 29th? Not really. Not much happening. In terms of aspects, again, it's just this Mars-Jupiter thing, really. That's kicking off. I just want to go back again a bit, just a little bit. With the sun, when the sun moves into Virgo on the 22nd of August, right? Sun moves into Virgo. As the sun moves into Virgo, it's going to square Uranus, right? So 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. We've got this Sun-Uranus energy. So we've got this quirky energy. So again, it may be a little bit erratic. The energies of the times may feel a little bit unstable, a little bit shaky. Again, Uranus, right? Be prepared for the unexpected. How the hell you do that? Well, yeah. Alchemy and Astrology, Paula. She says, I'm looking forward to meeting you at the AA conference next week. Everything this year feels like a revelation. Well. Since I don't know who you are, Alchemy and Astrology, come and make yourself known when you see me at the AA conference. It will be a pleasure, I'm sure. Yeah, thanks a lot for that one. That's good. It's interesting when it's like people know you, but you don't know them. Or not like they know you, but they know what you look like, but you don't know them. It's quite interesting. It's I suppose it kind of gives you a glimpse into how maybe famous people. I'm not saying I'm famous, but I'm just saying, you know, how they might feel sometimes because they've got maybe whether it's fans or followers or people who acknowledge their work in some way, so they know them. But from the celebrity's point of view, they don't know you, you know, and you may approach them on the road or somewhere and say, oh, hello, can I have an autograph? It's like, oh, who are you? You know, it's interesting that. It's interesting. I'll be out shopping, I'll be in the shop. It happened to me just the other day. I was just, you know, in the chair. Some woman came up to me, she goes, do you do the tarot? And I thought, okay, as a first question, that's really odd. And I thought, yeah. She goes, and you do astrology. You're the one who does the astrology and the tarot. And I'm like, oh, God, where you know me from? I get that quite often. So it's quite interesting because I'm just going about my daily. And then there's people there who know me, maybe from the podcast, maybe whoever, you know, maybe social media or something, TikTok. They've spotted me somewhere. Or maybe I've done a talk somewhere. And they've, they, you know, so it's quite interesting that. But yeah, let's meet Alchemy and Astrology. it will be a pleasure to meet you at the AA conference. So yeah, so we're having this Sun Uranus thing going on. So a little bit unstable there, in that sense. Tiffany's letting me know, she says Mars has a mutual reception with Saturn. Yes, it's a kind of, there's an agreement. There's a sympathy. That's the word. There's a sympathy between them, because yes, Mars is in Libra where Saturn is exalted, but Saturn is in Aries where Mars rules. So yeah, there is a, it's not a mutual reception per se, but there's a reception there for sure. You are correct. So yeah, but I mean, the opposition between them is separating, but there is still the sympathy is still there, which can be good. It can help balance things out a bit. But you know, you see, that's the thing though, isn't it? I mean, there's still a bit of discussions around planets that are in mutual reception, but they're in detriment or in fall. In this case, because Mars is in a detriment in Libra, and Saturn's in fall in Aries. So the question is, can they really help each other? What is it? One of my teachers used to say, it's like two drunk people trying to walk each other home. Yeah. I mean, when you think of it, I think I'd rather walk home with a drunk. If I was drunk, I don't drink, by the way, but if I was drunk, I think I would rather walk home with a drunk friend than rather walk home alone. Surely I'm safer, even though we're both drunk, but I'm more safer with another drunk friend, or not. Or maybe more damage, more collateral, you see? It's a 50-50 thing. It can swing either way. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, you are correct there. There's a reception of some sort there between them. So we've got this unstable kind of energy around the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th because of the Sun squaring Uranus. What have we got? 26, like I said, we've got this buildup of Mars. So Mars is looking to square. So by the time we come to the end of the month, the 31st of August, we can see here that Mars is within 2 degrees of perfecting that square to Jupiter. Interesting. There's a build-up here. We're going to witness it. That will become exact probably around about the 4th of September. I'm going to be talking or looking at September's chart, not today, but next week. That will be it for next week's podcast. So, yeah, I think I'm going to leave it there. But even by the 31st, what is happening? There's not much happening in terms of aspects. Again, Mercury's kind of doing his thing. He's getting prepared to go into his own sign, Virgo. That will happen in September as well. Again, we're just getting this Mars-Jupiter square. A lot of energy. But not many planets making many aspects. Venus seems to be the more busier over the course of the next week and a half. Venus is the more busier of the planets that is making some kind of connection, that seems to be making an aspect. She opposes Pluto. She trines Saturn and Neptune. She sextiles Uranus. I'm going to leave it right there. That is the cosmic news. Bring your questions and comments coming. Cool. Outer Shell Alchemy, how you doing? LOL, she says. It's going to be 88 degrees here today. Beautiful. Oh, God. Well, don't rub it in, Tiffany. There's some of us here in colder places. Get what I mean? Yeah, it is what it is. Okay, enough of that. Let's get back to the show. Okay, guys, first and foremost, I want to thank each and every single one of you who managed to attend the Lunar Lounge podcast last week, Thursday. If you all recall, I had Lloyd Strayhorn here, who's coming over to London, UK for the first time. He is the top, or definitely, if he's not number one, he's got to be number two. If he ain't number one, I want to know who number one is. Astronumerologist. Been doing it for 45 years. Coming all the way from New York. And he's going to be coming here. We got Lizzie Bloom Astrology. I love these astrology. Saya? Is it Saya? Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Do forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Lily Jean Bridger. Oh, I like these. I like the way you guys wrote the names together. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Lizzie. Is it Lizzie or Lissy? Lissy Bloom. Is it Lissy Bloom or Lizzie Bloom? Astrology. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. As I was saying, Lloyd Strayhorn, top numerologist. First time in London. He's doing a workshop. You don't have to be in London to attend, although you can. Physically, that is, of course. But it will also be available online. I'm going to put up the link in the chat. I'll put it in the chat if you ain't booked your tickets yet. But I'll also post it on the screen. I'm going to do that right now as I'm speaking to you. Let me put that on the screen right now. Where is it? Here we go. There it is on the screen, people. There it is. Copy that down on your screen. And I'll put it also in the chat as well for some of you as well. So, let me see where I can find it. Yeah, I should be able to find it here. There we go. I got it. I can copy that. And I can put that in the chat also for you guys if you haven't booked, want a book. Why are you blocking me? Will it go like that? Yeah, it will. Help for what? No, you need to go. No, I don't want you. Okay, so I've just sent... that's a referral link. No, I don't want to share that. So that's it there in the chat for any of you there. Also for you guys on Instagram as well, if you're interested in attending, this guy is the bomb. I kid you not. So those for you in Instagram as well, that's it there as well. Unfortunately, I can't post it for you guys on Facebook. But there it is on the screen, so you can copy it. Instagram, YouTube, that's it right there. I posted it there in the chat. So, go get your tickets online so you can view it online as well. This guy is top. He's going to be taking you deep into the science and the art, sacred art of numbers, numerology, astronumerology, because he's also an astrologer also as well. So we know that over the years, numerology, astrology, I've always, you know, resided side by side. They are brother and sister in terms of arts and divination and so on and so forth. So, yeah, come hear this brother. I'm telling you. The places, as far as I'm aware, I believe ticket sales are going quick. So if you, for those people who want to come physically, if it's online, that's absolutely fine. Endless amount of people can tune in. So you can tune in. You'll see me there also as well. I'll say hi on the screen to you guys. So it's going to be this Saturday, 23rd, this Saturday, right? So, make sure that you're there, man, people. It's going to be a three-hour live event, right? And it's, you know, again, Lloyd Strayhorn. He's a metaphysician, numerologist. So it's going to be, they're going to be going in, right? There's going to be 1 hour networking and sharing minds with people there also as well. And there's refreshments there as well. So the topics that are going to be discussed, they're going to be talking about astrology, numerology, metaphysics, and palmistry, people. God damn, you need to get down there. Get down there and start showing your palm. I might do a little bit of palm reading myself. I'm going to keep shut. So tickets are going fast because it's a limited venue, right? It's a limited venue. If you're online, it's unlimited. So there can be a thousand of you, no problem. But in terms of people attending, it's a real small, is it only 25 or something like that? It's small. Let's put it that way. Okay. So people, make sure you come up there. That's this Saturday. I cannot promote it more than enough. This brother is, did you all see the podcast? This guy went through the gears, man. You ain't going to get better than this guy. Lloyd Strayhorn, top astronumerologist. And he's also going to be doing palmistry. I didn't even know he was doing the palmistry. He's doing palmistry, baby. So bring your ass down there or get yourself online, right? Okay. And I think everything's going to be recorded. So you will get recording access also as well. So if you can't stay, that's also. Tiffany's saying, I wish I could be there. I need to visit the UK. Yeah, come on right over. But you can be there online. It's there online as well. So yeah. So I'm going to post the link again in the chat just in case. What I'm going to do for those of you who listen into the recording, if you get to listen in time, I'm going to put the information and the link where you can connect also in the details, right? When I upload it onto the YouTube or upload it into, or remember this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, I'm there. The Lunar Lounge podcast is there. So I'm going to put the link in there in the bio description. So if you're listening to the recording, because most of you do actually listen to the recording. Most people listen to the recording, although it's a live podcast. Most people actually listen to the recording. So please come on down and get in. Get on board. Okay. So that being said, what do I want to talk about now? Competition time. I believe it's competition time. Is it not? It should be. Okay, competition time. Let's go to the question. What I asked last week. I asked which planet rules kitchens. Which planet rules kitchens? What I've noticed with the competition, more and more people are entering, which makes it more competitive, which is good, I guess. Depends on which view you're viewing it at, which makes it more harder to be able to get the prize, I guess. Because there's some names here, like, who are you? Okay, I asked which planet rules kitchens. Okay, whose email came in first? I'm looking at Amon. Who are you, Amon? I don't know who you are, Amon. Make yourself known. Do you listen to the show live or do you listen to the recording? Like I said, more people do listen to the recording. Okay, Amon. Okay. What planet rules kitchens? It is Mars. Okay. Catherine comes in. Catherine. Second place. What planet rules kitchens? I believe it is the moon or Cancer. Okay. Amy. The moon rules kitchens. Israel, I believe the moon rules kitchens. Okay. Olena, dear Israel, kitchens are ruled by Mars because I'm constantly rub my fingers on a grater there. Sincerely yours. Olena, you make me laugh. I swear to God. Christian, the moon. Karen says, I'm Cancer Israel. I love to be in the kitchen. The moon rules kitchens. Cheers from Montana. Okay. Is that you see it right there, Karen? How many of you said Mars? Amon, who else? Olena, two. Okay. Something's telling me here that you guys who are getting these questions right are really doing your astrology research, or you're studying one of the two. The answer is, it's Mars. Marsy Mars, not the moon. I understand. I knew many of you would go for the moon. I knew, because you're thinking, oh, moon, nurturing, food, kitchen. The association is that the nurturing, because one of the ways we nurture people is through food, right? So that's the association or connection with the moon. The moon is like the whole house, in a sense. We're talking about the planet that rules the house. It's the moon, right? It's the body. But the kitchen, that's Mars territory, baby. Chef work. Get them knives out. You know, that's why Madame Olena is cutting herself on the grater. Mars. Mars rules. Yeah, it's where you heat. You bring heat. You put it on the stove. Mars. Mars rules kitchens, people. See it right there. Yes, that's me, Israel. Okay. Yeah, but it's not Cancer. Yeah, I know you love cooking. I love you, love you. You're all Cancer. Of course. So you like to nurture. And one of the ways which you nurture, obviously, is in the kitchen. Yeah, Mars. Hey, look at it. What the hell? Yeah, Mars rules kitchens, man. Amen. Your answer came in first. You get £30 sent over to you. Send me your, well, you emailed me, so email me your details, and I'll get that sent off to you. Congratulations, Amen. Winner. Mars rules kitchens. Always remember that. Okay. Next question. Question for next week. I ask a question. Tiffany saying, that's why cooking competitions are so popular. Yeah, Mars. Right? Mars. It's interesting. Isn't it interesting? I'm not having a go here, not being a sexist at all. But isn't it interesting that the world's most famous chefs are men? Mars. Yeah, there's something masculine orientated. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're the best cooks. It's quite interesting because no one beats mama's cooking. Mom's the best. Right? Mom is the best. So why is it that... see it right there. You said good job, Amon. It's actually E. It's E-M-O-N. Yeah, it's spelled with an E. So it's Amon. Yeah, no one beats mama's cooking as far as I'm concerned. I think women are the best cooks. Again, I don't want to be sexist. Of course, they're excellent men cooks, of course. But why is it that all the top chefs are men? And it just kind of things as well. If you think things like, what's that chef's name? He's always effing and blinding. I mean, that he's very Martian, isn't he? Yeah, Gordon Ramsay. Thank you very much, Angela. Gordon Ramsay. I mean, come on. With a name like Gordon, look at the name. Look at his surname. Ramsay. You think it's a coincidence? Ram. Tiffany saying he's a Scorpio, I believe. Yeah. Mars ruled. Yeah. In that kitchen, baby. That's why he's effing and blinding. That's why he's so aggressive. That's why he's one of the most people love him because of his. If you know, listen, let me tell you something. If you know a chef, right? If you know, listen, let me tell you something. Try and take a day. And go and put a camera in like a busy restaurant. Listen, I'm telling you, chef is proper. That place ain't for the light-hearted people. You got to know. Listen, you got to be on it. You're working with fire, knives, blades, electrical equipment, all this kind of stuff. And there's a lot of effing and blinding. I'm telling you, the abuse that goes on in kitchens, I'm telling you, chefs will tell you, it's not for the faint-hearted, I'm telling you. It's hot stuff. Yeah, you have to have a good Mars to work in the kitchen. I kid you not. You've got to have a good Mars. Mary says they get into competitions while they're busy in the kitchen. Yeah, of course. Very competitive place. Kitchen's very competitive. Right? So don't see, yeah, food comes out of it and the food which is processed is something that provides a vehicle to nurture ourselves, but the kitchen is a Martian place. Make no mistake about it. Anywhere where there's heat, stoves, ovens, bakeries, all this kind of stuff, it's Mars territory, man. So, yeah. Yeah, Gordon. The Gordon. Ramsay. Yeah, it says it all. He's all Mars. All Mars. It's all about that Mars. So, yeah. So, make no mistake about that. Anyway, I ask a question. And when I ask a question, it's the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday, at midnight. So do adjust your clocks if you are outside of the UK. Midnight's the first one that comes in. Something tells me that a lot of you are pressing that button, or maybe you are setting it automatically for midnight as well. I don't know. I think something tells me, based on the upload download speed, that may have an influence on it. I'm sure. That has a say. Let's put it that way. But yeah. So I ask a question. First person who, Gordon. Gordon. Yeah, it's too much. Look at that. Sun, Venus in Scorpio for Gordon Ramsay. So he's Mars ruled. And he's got Mars in Virgo, by the way. So it gives him that fine art, that perfectionist kind of thing. Gemini rising, that's why it's extremely Martian, indeed. So yeah, it is what it is, man. Okay, I asked a question for Flash Gordon, exactly. Tiffany saying, I used to oversee a culinary arts training program for teens and young adults, and we did catering and products for the farmers market. Worked with at least 50 professional chefs, mostly male and competitive. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. It's quite interesting. That doesn't mean that women can't be chefs. I still think women are the best cooks. Can't beat mom's cooking. Sorry, mate. But there's something very male-dominated about that industry. You know what I mean? I think there's something very, very male-dominated about it. Shout out to Fane. How you doing? Bonjour from Glasgow. You're in Glasgow? It must be chilly up there. Currently in Scotland, from south of France. Trading south of France for Scotland? No disrespect. Scotland actually is a beautiful place. I hope you're in Edinburgh. Edinburgh. Edinburgh's my favorite city in Scotland. Aberdeen's nice as well. Glasgow's cool. Oh, but you've already said you're in Glasgow, haven't you? Can't wait for the webinar on numerology with Mr. Lloyd this Saturday. I take it you've signed up. Yeah, sign up. Socially spotted official. Oh, you joined. What are you doing here? Shout out to Amy. Also here, also on the Instagram too. Yeah, chef work is very, very, it's very thing. So cool. Yvette saying, men are the best cooks. Look at you. Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I throw down, you know. I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I cook and I think, was that me? What? Yeah. But Cancer rising, you know, moon in Taurus, square Mars. I've got a significant Mars in my chart. Make no mistake about it. But yeah, and I would like to. At one point, I was thinking about having a little. I may do it one day. Who knows? Might just have a little shack or something like that. You know, sell a little street food or something. You do that. An astrology shack. How about that? Yeah, that should be my. That's it. I finally found my destiny right here on the Lunar Land Show. I'm going to have a shack. It's going to be called the Lunar Lounge. Why not that? The Lunar Lounge. And I will be selling, yeah, as Ladonna says, jollof. I'll be selling jollof rice and whatever. Salads and meats and fishes or whatever. And cakes. Oh, I make the baddest cakes. Yeah, astrology food shack. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Does anybody have a spare, I don't know, quarter of a million, half a million, willing to invest, you know? I need to go to some of my wealthy friends and propose an idea to them. It's going to be an astrology restaurant. How about that? Don't nobody go stealing my idea. It's copyrighted. And I'm announcing it right here on the Lunar Land Show. That's my business. I'm opening up an astrology restaurant. It's going to be called Zodiac. Zodiac Foods. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, if any of you got any spare money, want to invest, let me know. Mary says half a million naira. No. If it's going to be in naira, I need it to be a billion naira or half a billion naira. That's more like the kind of money I need. Yeah. Don't worry. You will make back your money within 12 months. Tiffany saying, there are bars with astrology-themed cocktails, but not food that I have seen. Yeah. Yeah. Florence is saying, go to Dragon's Den. Yeah, maybe I should go to the Dragon's Den. I don't know. I don't think they won't give me that money. They'll be like, well, why should we put money into your restaurant? Why? Because it's got an astrology theme. There's tons and hundreds of restaurants out there, and it's a very competitive market. Why should we give you 200 and whatever pounds? And, you know, and plus, you know what they're like. Have you done any business in the last year or two? They'll probably taste my food and say, oh, delicious. But have you, how much have you seen with those dragons? You've got to let them know that, you know what? I've got to tell them like, oh yeah, I did some sales and I made like, you know, in my first month, I made like £50,000. In the first year, I made like a quarter of a million. Yeah, the moment they think that their ears prick up, that's it. They want to see that potential first. They want to see that you're good with the books, you're good with the numbers. It's the numbers. I always cringe when people sort of, when they say, and how much was your turnover? And what was the percentage? And when and the people are they're trying to think and they're thinking, oh yeah, oh yeah, I think oh 5%, and they don't know the numbers. It's like, brother, the daggers are coming out for you. I'd love to go on Dragon's Den. It's you got to come with a real good idea. Good. It's got to be unique. We will be eating mooncakes. Yes, Mary, exactly. Mooncakes, Lunar Lounge cakes. So yeah, meal delivery served based. On the astrology season. That's a good one. I like it. You're all bringing ideas. I like it. Bring them all. I'll all put them in. Fain is saying, when the dinner is delicious, it doesn't matter if the cook is male or female. You're absolutely correct, Fain. I totally agree with you. I don't mind who's cooking. But it is, it does seem to be a very male dominated, and it's a very cutthroat industry. It's a very cutthroat industry. Make no mistake about it. Chef, kitchen, very cutthroat. Depending where you're working as well, especially at these high-end restaurants or hotels, it's very, there's no messing about, man. You know, you can have maybe places where cook food that's a bit more relaxed, but like, yeah, it's not for the faint-hearted. Tiffany's saying, be a private chef and cook based on individuals' medical astrology. Having a brick and mortar is overrated. Private chef. Yeah, I could do. Love to see how that would have to be marketed, I guess. But that's the thing then, isn't it? I won't be able to do my podcast. You'll have all these rich people saying, oh, I need you on Wednesday, the 25th, to come and cook for me and my friends. I'm like, oh, God, bloody hell. Forget that stuff. Lots of ego in that industry. Yeah, I bet. Anyway, competition time. Let me ask the question for next week. People, speaking of food, the question is, what planet rules pigs? First person who gets it, inbox me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time. First person who brings to the answer, what planet rules pigs? Or pork? Pigs. Or hog. Nobody uses the word hog anyway. Pigs, hog, whatever. Yeah. Boar. What planet rules it? Next week, Wednesday. First person who inboxes me will be the proud owner of £30. Keep your answers coming in. For those of you who are listening, oh, okay, let me put up the email address on the screen. That's the email address. For those of you listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. What planet rules pigs? Ooh, be very careful how you answer this one. Make sure you do your astrology. Anywho, what planet rules pigs? Okay. Next week, Wednesday, midnight. Keep your answers coming in. Yeah, swine. Nobody uses that word, swine. I need to find out where the root word of that is. Swine. Where is it? Swine. Where does that come from? Probably some etymology, you know. Might be Latin, French, maybe. But yeah. What planet rules it? The pig gets a bad rap. I'm going to talk about that next week. For whoever gets the answer. I'll talk a little bit about pigs. I was born in the year of the pig as well. So I'm fit to talk about it. So that's the competition. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you email the answer to. What now? We're rounding down the show. Tarot card of the week. People, astrology course. There's still a 50% discount. You hit me up, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Hit me up immediately if you're interested, because the prices, the moment the website's been done, and it, do you know what? The website is done. Pretty much. It's not. It is, but it isn't. They're just thing. He emailed me yesterday, and I had to send him a video just to tell him the bits of the website that just need a bit tweaking and changing and putting this there and putting that, you know, use that image and stuff like that. So I sent him the last bit. So it should be done within the next week. By September, that price is going to double. And it's not coming. There'll still be some set, but it won't be like that. You're getting it half price. Upon signing up, it's a lifetime access, people. Lifetime access, right? You can study at your own pace. There is not one, not two, but there's going to be three live classes every week. Show me an astrology class or school or academy that is doing that. This astrology course is certified. You get certified at the end. You have to take an exam in order to move on to the next module. There's three modules in total: foundation, beginners, then there's intermediate, then there is an advanced model. So I teach you from ground up all the rules, techniques of how to interpret a natal birth chart and how to make healthy forecasting predictions in terms of what's going to be happening in your life. Just in the first module, you're going to learn all the different understandings of how to interpret a chart. All the videos are there. All the classes get recorded. You have access to reading material, PDF reading material, which you're going to have access to, which you'll be able to read. Some of it is downloadable, not all of it, but some of them, astrology books, all of that lot, I upload them. You have access to them for life. Not that you're going to be doing it for life, but, you know, you get the sense. And, you know, you can come to the class. If you've got any questions, you let me know. You bring it to the class and everything is explained in real time. So sign up, people, because the prices are about to go up. Some of you have emailed me because you wanted to. Don't worry, I'm going to get back to you. I've seen your email. I'm going to let you know. Next month also as well, tarot card classes are going to be starting for beginners. For those of you who have done beginners with me, intermediate level is going to be starting. Numerology class is going to be starting next month. A new numerology class. I teach about the Pythagorean system, the Chaldean system, the Vedic system, and the Chinese system of numerology. How to use numbers to enhance your life, to predict your cycles, know what's going on, how numbers are affecting you. I take you from scratch to the advanced level, right? So that is also going to be starting next month as well. And palmistry, going to be starting a palmistry class as well. So keep updated. If you're interested, email me, sacredplanets@gmail.com. Although the information will be also uploaded on the website, sacredplanets.co.uk or sacredplanets.com, either way. But sacredplanets.com is under construction at the moment, hence why the price of the astrology is a bit, but it's going to be shooting back up. www.sacredplanets.co.uk or www.sacredplanets.com. Okay. Enough of plugging myself. People say, you don't sell yourself enough. Well, I am doing it now. Listen, tarot card of the week. Let's go to the tarot card of the week. And let's see what is happening here. What have we got? What is coming out for us? Just shuffling the cards. Okay. I'm going to cut in the middle. What do we got? We got the world. We got the world card. Very, very, very important card, this one. What is it that it's telling us? What is the message for us for over the course of the next week? Well, it's interesting because we're moving into the Virgo season, because this card is about consolidation. It's about a finishing, a closing of a chapter. So this card is indicating over the course of the next week, we need to start looking at rounding up things in our life that have been completed. There's going to be significant things that have come full circle. There's going to be things that we've completed, and we have to look at the pros and cons of that, the success of that, and round it all up. We've got to consolidate. We've got to start preparing for a new cycle. This card is a card about success, right? It's about completion. Right? So this is what this is about. So it's indicating that we're coming and we need to observe what it is that needs to be completed in our life. What needs to be finished? There's something that we need to be finishing in our life, is what this card essentially is about. The world card. We're coming full circle. I like it. It's a great card. Card of success. Sometimes it can imply travel, but not all of us are going to be traveling. Might be traveling here, but sometimes, you know, can be traveling the world. The world is your oyster. Go for it. It's a great card. I like it. Title card of the week. The world. I'll take that one. No problem. Don't forget, people, if you haven't got your tickets for Lloyd Strayhorn this Saturday, upon signing up, do they tell you, let me see, is the times there? They do say the time. I know it's 3 hours. I think it starts about 1 o'clock. The doors open from that thing, but all the details are sent to you. The moment you sign up, they send all the details to you. I've got mine, so I've seen it. But I think it's going to be about 12 o'clock. Everything's going to be this Saturday, the 23rd of August. Come and witness a workshop like no other. You don't have to be in town. For those of you in London, UK, do come along. It's going to be great. Seats are limited, right? And it's a really closed, it's a closed event. Once everybody's in, that door is shut and that's it. Right? And it's just for that. And for those online, you'll be able to also think as well. So do come along, guys. It's going to be a great day of astrology, numerology, metaphysics, and palmistry also as well. It's going to be a great day. So guys, come on down. Come support the thing. You can also log in from anywhere in the world. Once you buy the ticket, you'll be able to think. So I look forward to seeing you guys there this weekend, Saturday on the 23rd. So go get your ticket. I'll put the what you call it on the screen one more time. There we go. Just if you want to copy it down. But I'm going to be uploading this on the YouTube again, so you'll all see it. Again, I will put this link also in the description box so you'll be able to see it there as well for those of you who are listening to the recording and want to attend. So got what, 2-3 days to get it? Yeah. It's going to be good. I look forward to seeing you guys there. See it right there. Sounds like an event not to be missed. No, it's not. It's not to be missed. And like I said, you can wherever you are, you can attend because it's a hybrid, so you can do it online. The online is cheaper as well. So, so there is the link there in the chat. Just going to post it there one more time. Get that link, baby. Get it going. Shout out to Gaza. Is it Gaza? Gaza. There is the end for you guys on the Instagram. I've also posted it there. But that's it there on your screen. So take it down. Go get your tickets. Look forward to seeing you there. People, my time is up. This show gets longer and longer. I'm going to be bringing some more speakers. Not next week, but starting in September, I've got some real good ones. Woo! You don't want to miss this one. Oh, baby, I got some connects. And I may even be bringing people from... You're going to see. It's going to be interesting walks of life that I'm going to be bringing in. So, on that note, people, I want to thank each and every single one of you for attending.
The Hitmakers.
Yeah, once that starts, that means...
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge, baby. People, thank you for your participation. Thank you for your attention. I will be back with you next week, Wednesday, same place, same time. Gaza saying the show gets better and better. Oh, thank you very much, Gaza. Welcome. Thank you. Jill Saab. Ooh, thank you. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show, but I'm logging off. How are you coming in now? I'll be with you next week, Wednesday, as usual. I want to thank each and every single one of you. Your comments, Coco Brown, Yvette, Faye, Angela, see it right there. See it right there, it's Karen, right? Of course, LaDonna, Tiffany, Florence, how you doing? Mary, great to have you here. Amy, everybody's participating, you know who you are. Geraldine. Can't believe you're retired.
Welcome.
Great for having you here. Shout out to Fane and Pretty and Asu and Core Crystals in the building. Everybody, Mason, all the way from New York. Again, I didn't even see you there. Yasmin, Miss Skazi, Olena. Listen, you know who you are. Thank you. Soon I'm just going to be stopped, like, calling out names. Shout out to Dinah. What time do you call this? It is what it is. Bye from South Dakota. Oh, Gaza, you're in South Dakota. Okay. Well, I'll be back here next week. You know me. Set your alarm clocks. I'm live 12:30 every Wednesday right here at the Lunar Lounge. I want to thank each and every single one of you people. Goodbye, Lexi. Thank you very much. Mr. Atkin, thank you very much. All good. Have a blessed week, people. You've been tuned in, listening to the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Josie. I am out. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.